Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Newton's next police chief, Timothy Cohoon, by Bruce Henderson. On January 12, Mayor Mark Laredo announced the selection of Braintree Police Chief Timothy Cohoon as Newton's next police chief, succeeding former police chief George McMains, who retired on January 8. Chief Cohoon will become Newton's chief at the end of February, pending approval by the City Council. He has served in Braintree's Police Department since 1996 and was appointed its chief in 2023. State Representative Richard Wells, Democrat, 7th Norfolk, who was police chief in Milton, said he has known Chief Cohoon throughout Chief Cohoon's entire career and worked with him on the Metropolitan Law Enforcement Council, Metro LEC, in numerous high-risk situations, including for a week during the Boston Marathon bombing incident. Wells told Fig City News, "Newton is very lucky to have Chief Cohoon. He's very smart, diligent, and hardworking. He understands all aspects of 21st century policing, from the human aspects to the technology. He brings a wealth of background, experience, and leadership. He's a humble guy. He's caring. This is a big win for the residents of Newton." Chief Cohoon was one of the leading candidates presented by the Police Chief Selection Committee in December to then-Mayor Ruth Ann Fuller and then-Mayor-elect Mark Laredo. Mayor Fuller had emphasized that the mayor-elect would be a key decision-maker in the process, which concluded in December. Mayor Laredo's announcement indicated that he and Mayor Fuller made the decision jointly after a recommendation by the selection committee. The selection committee included Carl O'Hara, owner of Patties and O'Hara's, Bill Abele, U.S. Attorney's Office, retired Judge Nancy Holtz, City of Waltham Police Chief Kevin O'Connell, Newton resident and CIT TTAC clinical coordinator in the Brookline Police Department, Megan Kennedy, attorney and Newton resident Dereg Demissi, and City Councilor Tarek Lucas, incoming chair of the Public Safety and Transportation Committee. The work of the committee was supported by Newton's Director of Human Resources, Michelle Pidsey O'Brien, and Director Community Engagement and Inclusion, Hattie Kerwin Derrick. In announcing the selection committee and the support of the International Association of Chiefs of Police, IACP, in the search in October, Mayor Fuller had noted that the candidate profile highlighted a search for a forward-looking police chief to lead the Newton Police Department and advance its mission of fair, respectful, safe, and effective policing, who would nurture a culture of self-examination and constant improvement, and be committed to engaging with department and community members from varied backgrounds and perspectives. She said that the chief must be a role model, demonstrate a love of the profession, and support the morale, health, well-being, and safety of personnel. City Councilor Tarek Lucas, a member of the selection committee, told Fig City News that Chief Cohoon was his top choice for the next chief, and in his role as chair of the council's Public Safety and Transportation Committee, Lucas said he is looking forward to working with the new police chief. "He's going to have to take the lead on a new police headquarters. Newton is in desperate need of a new police station. I know that's going to be a challenge for the department and the city, and I look forward to collaborating with him on that." That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.